Oh. So, do you guys hate it when you lose stuff?
Yeah.
So,
I do, actually.
Fucking, I'm starting to get my display together, and of all things I can't find right now is my Takara MP10. I have no idea what the hell I do with it. And I have to travel for Christmas, and I'm starting to pack up again. And, you know, I've been packing like every weekend, and I'm like losing things. I'm like losing toothbrushes, stuff like that. And so I've been like staying in all these people's houses. I'm losing stuff all the time. And, you know, Dust, that reminds me, when I was at your house, I think I left something there. And I was wondering if you could go look for it for me.
All right, here?
Yeah. It's in the closet of your living room on the top shelf in a box.
So you don't know you left it here, but you know exactly where it is.
I know I left it there, for sure.
Hold on.
I like, why do you have to turn his camera off just to get him? Unless he's wearing no pants. He's fucking freeballing it right now.
You guys don't podcast in no pants? I thought that was the rule.
Dust, yeah, it's a no pants podcast. And if you have pets, they stay under the table. They might always be there for a treat.
That's funny.
This is very funny.
That's well,
great podcasting here.
Wow, the suspense is killing.
I know.
Well, I guess I could go ahead and do the intro here.
Yeah, do it. Go for it.
What's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 126. And Merry Christmas. This is the Realm of Collectors podcast. And this will be given to you as a Christmas present. We are actually doing our first recorded show. So
I know.
Give it the business here. Pull up a chair at the cool table, a group of like-minded podcasts and shows featuring Enter the Realm, Shattered Cast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figure Banging, Baron Bolters, 40K, 8 Weeks, Stasis Lock, Toy Detox, our new Lego show building up to it. Make sure you check that out. Cobra Law Records has new music out. Elf Cabbages and Kings from Nathan Haskell is available on his Bandcamp. What's in the fucking box and Shelf Life videos can be sent to
EntertheRealmCast@gmail.com.
And our Facebook is Realm of Collectors. Instagram is Realm of Collectors. Our website's RealmofCollectors.com. Make sure you check out our blog. And you can find us on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. That's what all the cool kids are doing. Did you find anything cool, Des?
Yeah, I did, actually. You're slick fuck.
Yeah, so.
Look at that.
I got to get it on the screen here. Hold on. You know, you did it at the perfect time when I moved in. Like, I knew where fucking anything is anymore.
That's right.
That's, you know, you've already opened it and retaped it back up.
No, not at all. I totally forgot.
Did you even know it was there?
He said he had it, but I didn't know it was still here.
Yeah, so I moved it one morning right before I left. And you actually posted. You're like, I'm going to look at my records today. I'm like, dude, those records are in the same closet. I wonder if you noticed the boxes in there.
There's so many boxes still fucking laying around here. My bedroom is a fucking valley of boxes. There's boxes in every closet. It's a mess.
So, Dust, we're going to go ahead and let you open your birthday gift.
You want to do it now? You don't want me to wait?
No, wait for what?
Your birthday's in 4 days.
Your birthday's in four days, remember?
Oh, that's right. It's in 4 days. I forgot. All right, let me open it right now.
Wait, awesome. Is it the real 4 days or the 4 days from today?
It's 4 days from when this show gets broadcast.
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Got my knife.
You think that cat's still alive, Brian?
I don't know.
What do you smell?
It's not moving around much anymore.
I always the one opening this shit up live.
Now, we hope you recognize it, even though its arm is red.
No shit. Awesome. You're going to make me kill this.
Damn, break didn't even.
You just had a knife right next to you.
He's chewing through it.
I'm not using a knife on anything when he gets close to the actual figure. Because I know me.
I'm pretty sure there's a couple layers of box and styrofoam in between.
Yeah, you could.
I know. I'm surprised you didn't take it out of the bubble wrap.
Hey, I didn't even wrap it. Yeah, man, that's the way it came. That dude on wherever I got it, he came correct.
Right, use a knife.
He lost 3 teeth. That's why he's using the knife.
The 3 that I had left.
Watch him cut through his fucking headphone cord.
Cut through his headphone cord. Cut through my tip.
That's where green milk comes from.
Breast milk.
If Dust that's milk. Milk.
I feel like fucking Dan here.
Oh, I know. That shit was so funny.
Don't worry. We got 2 hours.
I know. We got time to catch up.
Oh, look, corner protectors. Nice. Fancy.
Wow. Look at that. Fan Stories Grinder.
Yeah.
Grinder.
Happy birthday, dude.
I didn't even know her.
Hey, Dust, there should be something else in that box, too, I hope.
Something else in the box.
Yeah.
I told you that cat didn't make it.
Oh, you never even checked to see if it was accurate, Brink?
What?
Oh, the head upgrade too.
Nice.
There you go. Dude,
that's
fucking fine, man.
That's the real gift. Yeah, I can't find one anywhere.
This is the real fucking thank you, guys.
I saw that today when I was gathering pictures. Who had that? Somebody had it,
dude. If anybody see it, just either hit me up or buy it for me, and I'll pay you.
Yeah, I need one too. Anybody sees it?
The fucking constructor was enough. You didn't have to do this.
Well, that was just because we love you. This is your birthday. Come
on. This is because we hate you.
Yeah. And that I'm not going to want to sell, right?
And now you can sell your Hasbro.
We just want to remind you, you're old.
That's right.
You're not too far behind me.
My name is Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty. Joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, coming up first, the man with the showcase shelves in the back here, Mr. Brian Brink.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You feel like Bob Barker on Price is Right?
Come on down.
Are you just drinking the wine straight from the bottle?
No. Dude, it's totally uncivilized.
Oh.
It's a juice glass, but...
I mean, technically it's juice.
The old school Italians that used to sit in front of the house with their little fucking glass of red wine at night back in the day when I lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard me earlier, but it looks like your Omega Supreme and your Devastator are in prison.
Oh, do they?
Just with the way the bars are set up?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to figure out something there.
What are you thinking? You're still having some posing thoughts and figuring things out? And
oh, yeah. I mean, these totes really don't even scratch the surface of what I want to put in here. So I got to dig stuff out. And I'm trying. I think I got an idea of what I want to do for lighting. So, Chris, I think I may need Crashbox's help with that.
Oh, well, you know.
I will say that, like,
line's getting kind of long here, but we'll pencil you in.
No this problem. Is something that, like, nobody really talks about. Like, collecting is the easiest part of this hobby. It's the display that's the fucking killer. Like, figuring out how you're going to do it.
But the most gratifying.
If you can get it right. Like, man, I can't wait to just get something else going on.
When I moved in, I just threw everything in the cases. I said, yeah, I'll get to it one day. It's still sitting the same fucking way.
I want to do, like, what's the shelf that you have underneath the Besta? Is that what you use too, Chris?
Well, I use a Calyx. A Calyx, you can get 3. A Besta, you can get 4.
Yeah, dude, it looks so fucking dope with that underneath.
Yeah, it really makes it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. Hey, Dust, will you check the kick chat, please? Moving down the line here, the guy who slides in the... He slides in the show like he slides in my girl's DMs, Jay Ruse.
Always in your girl's DMs.
Those Dust.
But I slid in the show just when I was supposed to. Right?
That's right. Because we said just when you're supposed to. So real quick, since we do it every week, let's get a finger check. How's the finger?
I mean, it was technically like 2 days.
No, it's been a week.
Let's not ruin the magic. All right. So it's straight.
Still wrinkly, bro.
Oh, wait. It's the imprint of the fucking thing.
Hey, how was the doc? You went to the doctor, right?
Yes. I went to the doctor last Thursday at 9 a.m.
Oh. What did he say?
Oh, wait. It's tomorrow. I mean, he hasn't gone to the
exactly.
It's next week.
Doctor said he needs a bacchiotomy.
The doctor said, you know what? He needs to sleep on it. Come back tomorrow.
He put a rubber glove on, bent me over. I was like, I'm not here for that. This is part of the process. So
he put the glove on you. He's like, hold on. You got that hook in your finger.
tell me what that thing feel like. Yeah. All right. Up next, the man who makes us move things around and then, you know.
Yeah. What's here happening? We are,
just one with us.
What's up? How's it going? Merry Christmas.
The shitter is full at the Griswold compound and apparently at Dust Mite's apartment as well. What's up, Dust?
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. What's up, guys? Welcome to Enter the Realm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy birthday again.
Yes, thank you, guys. I really, honestly, that's great. I can finally finish my fucking Dinobots now. And I am not getting rid of my Hasbro one either. I'm gonna. Yeah, right. No, he's gonna stay in Dino mode, and I'm gonna put on my season 3 shelf with Wheelie riding him.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I agree. So are you done? Do you have all the Dinobots now? Is that the only thing you're missing?
Now I have all the Fans Toys Dinobots.
Dude, doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, think about that. Like, it's finally that's a set that's done.
Grinder this late in the game is not exactly the easiest thing to find. If you can see how it was wrapped with corner protectors, you probably know where we had to go to get it.
Well, being that, when were you here, Brian?
When was that? October? November?
Yeah, it was October sometime.
It was November.
Was it November?
ToyCon was November.
It was a couple of weeks after I just moved in.
Yeah. So it's been there for a long time.
He was quick on that. You
know me, I hate paying for shipping. That's just my thing.
I totally forgot about it, man. I know you mentioned it, like, don't look at this and blah, blah, blah. And it just went right out of my brain.
Sweet.
Well, there you go. Up next is the real Santa Claus. You didn't know. The real Santa Claus lives in the Pacific Northwest. Jane Victory Claus is here with us tonight.
What's up, everyone? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Don't you think? I think you should have went with Victory Santa 77.
I don't know. I like
Victory. It's close. Victory Claus is good, but I think just Victory Santa just fits.
Or Santa Saber.
Saber is nice too.
No, that's fucking awesome.
Santa Saber is a different story.
Are you going to like go to a party or something after this? Or is this the party?
This is the party.
All right.
Wow. It's a time machine. We are not doing any other segments tonight other than rolling right into the year end awards. These are the awards that were voted on by the community. So the answer sucks.
What about what did we get?
Yeah, what did we get?
What did we get? We're not doing that.
It's a week later. Some of us got some stuff, right?
Jesus Christ. I mean, it'll be fast. You could just go.
Sure. Go ahead. Brian, what'd you get?
Y'all,
somebody grab that fucking womp ready. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. I got it. I get it.
You know what? I got Black Series Jaina. That's nice.
Oh, I need one. I want one.
Dum, 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 dum. From J. Ruse, what did you get?
I got a delivery straight from Puerto Rico. Some fucking delicious Puerto Rican candy.
Nice.
So good. I've been eating them all fucking day, and my stomach is fucking nauseous right now.
They don't have electricity, but they can still send some candy out.
Was that Boston baked beans and Lemonhead in the bodega?
No. It's cream de coco. Dulce de coco. It's a whole bunch of coconut shit.
He got that from his Jewish neighbors across the way.
Yeah, probably. No. It was from my dad.
So, oh, nice.
Cool. Merry Christmas. Cool.
All right. Jisk.
Happy Halloween. I bought the movie It.
Fancy.
That's all I got.
All right, Dust, we know what you got.
Thank you, guys. And I also got my soundbar in, finally.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Moving on up.
Yeah.
Hey, does that soundbar, does it give you good bass?
Well, it's still in the box, but I've been looking at this for a fucking year, man. A year till I pulled the trigger. And then Amazon the other day had it for $75. I put it in my fucking shopping cart, and I took it. I'm like, nah, fuck, I can't. It's Christmas, you know. And then the next day, it's like they just fucking tempted me. It was like 69, and I'm like, I was like, fuck. And then I was like, $40 or $50 now if you apply for the Amazon card. And I'm like, man, I get this for fucking free. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Listen, I think the sound bars are nice now.
Yeah, it comes with a subwoofer.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna ask you.
The subwoofer. Yeah. It has Bluetooth, and of course you hook up the TV. It has an FM antenna. It has an RCA input for your TV or something else.
So it's HDMI though, or no?
Yeah, it's HDMI.
Okay.
And then I could also has a USB, So if I want to get like a big memory stick and just load it up with albums and shit, I can just throw that in there and just leave it in there for whenever I want to just go through shit.
Nice.
So that was one of the three reasons why. I know it's, I know the technology is like a year old, but it seems like it's a full package, not just the sound. You're getting all these little extras that, you know, for me, with all the outside sources of music I like to do, I'm probably just going to set up a turntable right next to the TV and just have like a little music station with the turntable, some records and shit. So,
dude, having that Bluetooth is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. That's what I have. And if you're, and if your spot's not that big, like a soundbar is plenty. Like they do, it mimics surround sound. I mean, listen, I know you can make the argument that it's not as great as surround sound, but it mimics it well enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. That it throws it out of the side. Like it's good.
My TV has good sound, but it just, if I want to play music or something like that, like through Amazon or something through the TV, it's just not working. Or play video games. It works to a point, you know?
So you know, well,
just give it a little bit more dynamic.
Yeah. Since we got some time to burn a little bit.
You want me to open up and set it up?
In the last episode of Nerd Rage, they were talking about if you just set up like your new home theater system or your new sound system, what's the first movie that you watch or the first thing that you watch to see how it feels? And thus, I was just wondering if you had a, you had one you wanted to try.
A movie?
Yeah, like
first.
Yeah, so like what would be a scene that you would want to use to test out your new
sound? Well, definitely not The Last Jedi. I don't know, man. I don't know, really, honestly. I didn't give it much thought in that sense.
Mine would be The Dark Knight.
Dude, I
soundtrack's bass heavy.
I'm kind of like, I'm sorry. The last thing I was thinking about, like, for sitting there for movie enjoyment, because I'm weird, because I was thinking it more for the getting it for the Bluetooth so I could listen to podcasts and shit off the phone and playing music, you know, through Amazon while I'm fucking around the house. So I don't know.
How about the 86 animated movie?
There you go. Check the kick chat, everybody. Anybody else got a movie they'd use for testing their new sound system?
I would test, like, I think The Dark Knight too, but I would honestly probably do, like, the first Guardians. It has a bunch of sound, it has a bunch of pictures, like, you know what I mean? The pictures, stuff that you want to see, and it's got some dope music that you'd want to hear. You know what I mean? I would test that on it.
Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 is a good one. That's
for me, it'd be Pacific Rim. I don't know why.
Yeah, but I think that's a good one too, though, for it.
Yeah.
When I set up my 7.2 channels, I was like, just, I shook the house.
Nice.
Well, you know what? You know, maybe the Ass Jedi, the porn parody of The Last Jedi.
The pod race from episode 1.
Well, that's what I call pod racing.
Wizards,
Annie. Speaking of wizards, old Greybush over here, what'd you get?
I just got the Power of the Primes Beachcomber, and I got the box set of the Power Rangers Jungle Fury today. Yeah, it's my favorite Power Rangers.
So how old is that series?
Oh, geez. 90. It was in the mid-90s, okay. Maybe later. No, it was probably like the early 2000s. It's probably like at least 15 years old. I'll go 15.
Nice.
Well, oh, I got, Chris.
Yo.
What did you get?
I got two things. I got a, I don't have it in front of me. I got a Simpsons playset from Derek. Shout out to Derek. He hunts these for, I don't know where he finds them, maybe flea markets and stuff. But it's the B Sharps playset, and it's got Chief Quimby in this other outfit, and it doesn't call him Chief Quimby. I'm really confused by its existence. And then I got a video game. I have to tell a story about it, though. So when my brother-in-law and nephew were here, the kids were all playing on the Wii U in the basement, and they started playing Super Mario World, 3D World, for the Wii U again. And my little guy can play it. He loves that game. And Mason knew, like, there's a point where you can get literally an infinite number of lives. So that's great for him. You know, he didn't have to worry about dying or anything. And in that game, there's these toad houses. Any of you guys ever played that game?
No, uh-uh.
So in that game, Captain Toad, they're basically all these cubes, and in the cubes you have to figure out, it's almost like a puzzle, how to get around. He can't jump. All he can do is walk. So you have to figure out, and there's switches and levers and stuff, and you can figure out these ramps. So I said to Mason, I said, it'd be cool if they had a whole game of this. He's like, actually, you'll never believe this, but they make that game. And I went to the local GameStop and picked it up for $15. So it's called Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. And it's fun. I beat the first. I thought I beat the whole game. I'm like, really? I beat it in like an hour. But it's got chapters because it rolled credits. It's like, no, you can do chapter two.
Weird. And it's for the Wii U or is that for the Switch?
It's for the Wii U.
Okay.
Which we have the Wii U hooked up in the basement. And the Switch is upstairs.
Will Nintendo start making all those like Wii and Wii U games on that little like Nintendo shop that they have? Like, so they're available for the Switch.
So they're supposed to open that up first of the year. It's going to be, you know, to play on Nintendo Online has been free always since they did online gaming. But starting January, it's $20 a year per person. Per account or whatever, but you get one download a month out of that, so it pays for itself really.
Which isn't bad. Months. I don't know why people are mad. Like, if you have an Xbox or a PlayStation, you're used to paying $60 anyway. So $20 is a steal.
And then you get like three games now.
Yeah.
So I mean, it isn't expensive. I will, you know, more than likely do that. And the Family Guy one thing, I'll say my brother is going to Jamaica for Christmas, so. My parents are actually here now, and he sent with my parents the present for the kids, and they did like a little video chat last night. And they went ahead and opened it because they're going, you know, to Jamaica, and he gave my kids a Super Nintendo Classic. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, we played it just for a minute last night.
Good job, Uncle Pinkerton.
There's some dude in the groups that's selling it modded with more games.
Yeah, I've seen that. I was scrolling through the games it comes with. I'm like, damn. That'd take forever to play that.
Yeah, I think it's like 200-something games loaded with.
Yeah.
Does it come with like good games like Zelda and stuff like that?
I don't know if there's some way we could maybe find out of this.
Yeah, it comes with Zelda. Yeah. It comes with the unreleased Star Fox 2.
Yeah, you have to beat the first.
You
beat the first level of Star Fox. It unlocks it. Which is let's see here. You get Contra 3, Donkey Kong Country, Final Fantasy 3, F-Zero, two Kirby games, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. I know you get the Mario game. It's a bunch of stuff. Cool. A bunch of stuff, so.
Super Castlevania 4, Super Street Fighter Turbo.
I was gonna say, does it have Street Fighter on there?
Yep, it does. Yep. Good stuff.
Super Punch-Out. There's quite a few good games.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks, man, is the wire. I mean, I know you can buy wireless controls, but the cords are like twice as long as they were on the NES version, but they're still like you have to sit in chairs in front of the TV, and it's just very, you know, old school and cumbersome. But
yeah, but with an old school game like that, you want to be right in front of the TV. It reminds you of the old days, you know?
Yeah, but now your TV, games
you can't play. You cannot judge those jumps from across the room.
But now your TV's 70 inches, not 28.
Dude.
Sitting at the first row of the movie theater.
Whose TV was 28? Mine was like 19.
Yeah. Oh, that was the console TV upstairs. So.
They should make those controllers out of like hard rubber, so like when you get beat in Mortal Kombat, you can fucking throw it against the wall.
Yeah,
dude, that's what they're talking about. Like the
original. Yo, that's old school ColecoVision, man.
Yeah,
you see the original Atari controller, but the ColecoVision had the coiled wire, so when you threw it, it
fucking bounced back. Nintendo, like their controllers were fucking indestructible. The NES.
Oh, you could. Fucking,
oh yeah,
dude. Right. They never broke. And I remember getting like the Genesis and like those things were always we were getting new controllers because they just fucking break so fast.
I would bend the Nintendo controller almost. It was impossible. Breaking the laws of physics from the rage and the anger.
How many of you got mad and kicked the door off of your NES?
No.
None of my NESs had a door because one of us always got mad and kicked the machine and it always, you know, had that little flap door.
I had to kick my older sister, that's all.
my Nintendo always had two cassettes in it.
What?
Because you always had to do that trick where you blew in it to
get
the work, and then you had to jam it down a little further with another game on top of it.
You have to go to the lip and then push.
Yeah, like it has to click. Dude, that's funny.
Fucking
crazy.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready to get into the polls and the awards here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Can everybody see good old Kevin here screaming with
Yeah, I had to bring this one back out.
I know, I forgot about it. I was like, dude, I forgot I made that shit. Although, what's up with Kronos' head? Looks real fucking squished.
Yeah.
It looks like a gray alien.
Some aspect ratio.
No, that's what he really looks like. That's why I put him in the box.
All right, so I pulled all the results. Now, keep in mind that these are the actual things that the Facebook group nominated. We did not preload anything in these polls this year, so if you don't like it, then you should have
voted.
You should have voted harder. So, all right, here we go. Our first one is worst television series, and our nominees for that, top three, and what I did is the top three answer responses, and if it was a, you know, some of them were a tie at two and three, but most of the time, it was two of them got a lot of answers. The third one got some, and then it was like two, three, one.
Like people adding other shows and stuff, or is this like the main things that we got?
There was all sorts of shit. I mean, and then people would add stuff, and then they wouldn't even vote on what they added.
So we've got the top three answers on the board.
Top three answers on the board. Richard Dawson here. Survey says. So the top three nominees for worst television series is Inhumans, Big Bang Theory, and Iron Fist. And the worst television series of the year is, drum roll please, Big Bang Theory. Now, I have to say,
I'm surprised this is what won. I would have put all my money on Iron Fist.
I have watched this show probably 15 times in my life. I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I can't get into it.
Yeah, but
I think
it's the show that won't die.
I think this chick's hot. Dude. I think this chick's hot.
Years now?
She is pretty 11. Hot.
So,
it's, yeah, 11 years you said, James, it's been on?
Yeah.
Damn.
Going into 11 years.
That.
And Chris, the one in the pink sweater, she did Harley Quinn's voice in that that last animated movie.
Oh, that weird one where everybody makes out at the end. Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
So
that girl's where it's at.
Yeah. So I think this is a popular show because it's a peek into the nerd world, and we all live in the nerd world and know it's not really like this.
Yeah,
that's no, what it's a nerd's friends. That's why.
Yeah, it is exactly. Yeah. It's a situational comedy. It is funny, you know.
Thanks for explaining. What a sitcom is.
Yeah,
that's really, I really like comedy.
You didn't know it. Now you know.
So you're a fan?
No, I'm not a fan.
You're
of the show.
A closet Big Bang Theory guy.
No, I would tell you straight up if I watch it. Like I've seen it a few times. I don't watch it, but I don't think it's. I think the fucking. I'd rather watch Big Bang Theory than watch fucking Iron Fist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Hey, just think of what you just said: Big Bang Theory and Iron Fist.
All right, spawned its own.
Set up the porn
show also off of it too.
Yeah, what, Young Sheldon or whatever?
Yeah,
I tried it, man. I tried a couple. I even skipped a couple through a couple seasons, trying to pick episodes here and there. Like, you know, maybe it was just the first season or the episodes that I watched. I couldn't.
All right.
60-year-old Galecki trying to fucking play a fucking 25-year-old. Just didn't do it.
Shout out to Blossom.
Shout out to Blossom. All right, moving on. The best TV series, the nominees, top three were top three answers on the board. Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, and The Punisher.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Pretty strong here. But the winner, the top pick is...
going to be the newer and the fresher one.
Yep, The Punisher.
Nice. Sure.
So,
okay. I think you got it.
DJ Khaled.
I've never seen Game of Thrones. I know that it is a phenomenal show and very popular. The other two, obviously, I've seen. So, you know, this was you couldn't go wrong with these answers here, in my opinion.
Unless they're talking about season two of Stranger Things. Then they could go wrong.
Jesus. Of course they were.
I do think that Game of Thrones is better than The Punisher, if I'm just giving my own two cents.
But I agree.
Good, but
it's just new, it's fresh. That's why people voted for The Punisher. Yeah. I'm judging all of you.
Game of Thrones has boobies in it.
It's true.
It does.
A lot.
and dragons and zombies.
And to be fair, and dicks, if you're into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of
Jim. Jim went for right for that.
He's like, yeah, yeah, that too.
Pull back there. You get everything.
He wants to make sure we're equal. We're equally represented. There are women that watch the show.
All right.
All right, moving on to the next category, the worst comic book or graphic novel. Top three answers, IDW G.I. Joe, Marvel in general, or Secret Empire.
The whole Marvel.
What is Secret Empire?
Secret Empire was the when Cap was a Hydra agent.
Oh. That was the Nazi
Marvel in general?
Yeah. So specifically that part of Marvel. So drum roll, please. Marvel in general.
Damn, picking. Yeah, that's harsh,
man. It is harsh, but I will tell you, I think it was the same. I think last year it was the same thing. It was the Marvel Now or whatever the new Marvel was.
But I like that it's like these same people are the dudes that are like will probably have picked all these Marvel movies as the best movies of the year too.
Well, it's not, they're not saying like the Marvel characters in a general, it's just
the new storyline and
book is go, these books are going now.
You know what I say to them, Dust? I say make mine Marvel.
Hey, did you see like they're fucking cutting a lot of fucking
yeah, the money's not there. Gwenpool, I know, was getting cut. And
Gwen and fucking Luke Cage got fucking canned also.
That's probably fair.
All right, moving on here. The best comic book or graphic novel. The choices were Lost Light, Batman, War of Riddles, War of Jokes and Riddles, and then IDW G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe's on there for best and worst.
Yes, you'll see a common theme here. So, drum roll.
Read that book.
The Lost Light. That was just enough of that.
I know. I was gonna same joke twice.
Did anybody on the panel read this book?
I don't.
I think I haven't read Lost Light yet. I read the last couple of before they changed the name.
If it's in a collection book, then that's when I'll read it. But if it's not in there yet, I haven't come across it, no.
Okay. And I don't know if it's – I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I know it's super popular. So moving on, the worst motion picture of the year, Valerian. I think I spelled that wrong, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Transformers The Last Knight. Mm-hmm. And Alien Covenant were our top three. And drum roll, please.
See, I wonder what this one's gonna be.
It's gotta be Valerian. I didn't even
Last Knight.
Oh.
I mean,
was Valerian really that bad? I still want to watch the movie.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet.
I just don't want to pay for it. Just like this movie. I want to watch this. I just don't want to pay for it.
They keep looking at Jane with the fucking beard. I keep hearing, year without us.
I do have a quick question. Look at Mark Wahlberg. What's up with his bionic arm? You see that, like where the hole in his shirt?
You know, I don't even remember what's in this movie.
He has a medallion.
Yeah.
Or something so it's like attached to his arm that would protect him.
So it's like an armband, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, this movie is so
pulled out a sword.
You still haven't seen this?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. No, I haven't seen it.
Got to see it for fucking shits and giggles.
It's.
I've got it to watch. I can watch it for free anytime I want. I've actually started it three times, and I can't ever get past that first scene.
Drinking at the beginning.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take a shot every time somebody does a bay thing. Anytime I see birds or.
Dude, you might as well just kill the bottle right in the beginning.
Give me some fireball and get going. All right, moving on here. The best motion picture of the year. Our choices are Thor, Ragnarok, John Wick 2, and It were the top three things listed. Drum roll, please. Thor Ragnarok.
Really?
Yep.
Who's voting for this?
Yeah, it was.
I'm telling you, great. We had the poll.
Facebook group.
The Facebook group poll. These were up for over a week.
Did Last Jedi, did it make fourth at least?
No.
Man, I'm kicking whoever voted for this, I'm kicking you out of the group.
Yeah. It's like all the ones that don't like Marvel and comic right. The movies.
I haven't even seen this movie, so it may be good. I don't know.
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
But like really that, it was fucking amazing.
It was good, but I don't think it was the best. Like I don't know what's going
Thor,
on.
You're saying Thor was good, or the movie It was good?
No, Thor was good. All right. But it wasn't. I don't think it was the best.
I still haven't seen It yet.
You haven't seen
so
it.
Fucking good.
Or Ragnarok, I've seen just It. Fucking It. It's confusing the fuck out of us. All right.
It hasn't been a good movie for nerds. A good year for movies, for nerd movies. I can't fucking talk.
Whatever. What do you mean? It hasn't
Thor Ragnarok is going to be like me testing. You know, I said before we started that like I realized that for me, I can't see new movies in the theater. I think that's half of why I don't enjoy them. And so I'm going to watch Thor when it comes out. I'll watch it in the comfort of my own home and watch it be fucking fantastic. Because I didn't see it in the theater with a bunch of fucking assholes laughing at jokes that I think are fucking stupid.
You're watching at home laughing. They would be doing yeah.
Like, probably like, dude, it's so good, it's so clever, dude. So I literally saw this thing today that said Thor, one of the best comedies of the year. Like it was a serious article about how Thor was like a great comedy.
It's been a bad year for comedies too, I guess.
Yeah. I'm like, geez. All right, sorry.
All right, so next up is the worst non-Transformers toy company. And the top three were Funko, NECA, and Mattel. Yeah.
Did I just hear the Star Wars thing?
Jay Roos is getting splashed by something.
Mattel. So Mattel is our a loser second year in a row, by the way. Then Mattel is a lost year.
Sorry, Jay.
Dude, they didn't even do anything this year.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, they did. They did the multiverse figures, and I think that's where a lot of the distaste comes from.
Yeah.
You know, truth be told, look, all things considered, I know nobody on this panel does, but a lot of people buy their wrestling product, and the wrestling product's pretty damn good. All things considered,
I buy the wrestling product.
Okay, well, Jane buys. And would you agree that all things considered, it's pretty damn good?
Yeah, it's because WWE's is part of it, not sure. Like DC they're part of the whole like Mattel process for the multiverse. But
right.
They've got a stronger say in the end result.
Right. You know, and from this crowd, what I'm assuming, and this may be just me making an ass out of myself, is they're looking at what they do with the multiverse stuff, which 9 times out of 10 is questionable at best.
Well, it's the thing you see all the time in the stores too. I mean, you go in there and you're like, oh, look, it's all the Justice League or in the previous crap.
Suicide Squad stuff sitting there.
Yep.
You know. Oh, I just thought of something else I picked up. I got a couple multiverse figures for $6 a piece off of Amazon for a project I'm working on. So,
you know, thanks, Mattel.
Thanks, Mattel. The best non-Transformers toy company. The choices are Bandai, NECA, which, by the way, NECA was my vote for worst. And I don't know how McFarlane didn't make my list. So the best is Bandai, NECA, and Lego. Get all your Lego. Drum roll, please.
That's what I'm going to make sure Jay Roos doesn't look. What happened?
Hey, Roos, you want to say something before I do the drum roll? I don't want to splash you.
No, I just keep hearing the Wilhelm scream in the background.
What?
Bandai.
Of course.
So Bandai brings us SH Figure Arts, and gosh, how many licenses do they have now of that? You know, Star Wars, Dragon Balls. They have DC now.
Dragon Balls, plural.
Yeah, I said that on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and go deeper. They do the Kamen Rider stuff. They have Power Rangers stuff. And then in America, say again.
Oh, they got Player It's Kai.
Is that Bandai as well?
Yep.
I did not realize that.
Dang, would you say Bandai is maybe the best company, seriously, that's out there? Like, I know that's what they're voting on right now, but I'm just saying, like, really.
I would say probably overall product release, yes.
Dude, you guys are gonna think I'm crazy, but the more I think about it, the more I do want like fully posable MP scaled transformers, but I don't need them to transform.
That's what'll be next.
That's what I want Bandai to do.
Solo Shogokin line. That's Bandai.
Maybe that too. Like, yeah, Solo like that's Shogokin. What I want. And then I can always have just like the actual transform for the alt mode. But I'm thinking that's what I want.
So you know that $300 drift's coming out. That's yeah, basically that's, what you
is that MP scale? But I don't want drifts on a character I would collect though.
It's somewhere between, I don't know if it would be MP. It's probably
8 inches,
7-8 inches tall.
Yeah.
I'm actually really
that's pricey though, man. For fucking, that's like some Hot Toys territory.
They're coming out with a Tarn.
That's right.
I like how if you add a D to the end of that, you get the year's best adhesive bandage company.
Band-Aid. There you go. All right, the worst non-transforming figure. The top three answers were Revotech knockoffs, the Black Series Star Wars 6-inch Luke Skywalker, and Revotech Venom.
I don't think it was Venom that bad. I thought it was all right.
Drum roll, please.
Black Series Luke.
Nope. It is KO Venom. And I could not figure out a good way to explain this.
But so she melded the two of them together. You got Venom and the KO. Right.
Well, the KO was what was the number one choice.
That's the KO and it's still $30?
Well, the legit one, what's funny is if you go on eBay and look this up, the exact same pictures are listed for like 85 and then 30. So shout out to Heron 5 over here for selling knockoffs.
Heron?
Listen, he's got 99.7% positive feedback.
Right. It's $3.99 economy shipping. Well, you know what I hate is people say, well, I found the Venom on eBay for $30. Wish me luck.
What are you guys?
Motherfucker, you know it. That's like a shout out to Asian Kid Matt. I found me a Fans Toys Sore on eBay for $22.
Wish hey, you me know, luck. You know I found this Revotech Venom, you know, it's like $30. I think I'm just gonna, you know, it's probably a scam, but you know, I can always just send it back, you know.
It's worth the risk. I need that bracelet.
Yeah,
you know what? Check his calendar in 3 months and look at his feedback then if he's still around.
Yeah.
Also, that's for that Venom.
All right.
There you go, Jay Ruse. That was for you.
Now the actual Venom, that is probably one of the most polarizing figures of the year. I enjoy it. It's good in the poses you can get out of it, but a lot of people just don't care for it.
Yeah, it seems like you have to have that thing either jumping or super hunched over.
I thought I had loose joints or something wrong with it.
Well, in here, there's a floating piece. Mine's not doesn't come apart, but it is loose in here. You know, but once you get in a dynamic pose, it's fine. I did break, and it's heavy as fuck. It comes with the same stand that Wolverine and Spider-Man came with, and my stand broke, peg off.
Damn.
But other than that, I don't know.
So it's like really heavy?
Yeah, it's a heavy figure.
Yeah.
So the best non-transforming figure, and this is funny because I actually have all these. Storm Collectibles Zangief, Mezco Punisher, and Revotech Wolverine are our choices. Top three put up by the fans. Drum roll, please.
Jesus. That drum roll was loud as fuck.
And it is the Mezco Punisher. It did not go into details as to which one there are.
Dude, look at how much fucking accessories. You picked
the best one out of all of them.
I picked the best one and at one point in time the hardest to find one. So this is the previews exclusive one. It comes with all this. Obviously, there's a standard version, a Toy Fair version, and a classic version, varying in price from $100 to $500+. So,
do you guys all agree with that?
I've seen it. It's nice
that this is the best non-transforming figure of the year.
Yeah, I think that Zangief is so fucking dope.
Yeah, I think Zangief should have a better figure.
Hey, Jay,
I mean, this looks great.
Did you vote in the poll?
I did not, but okay. It wouldn't have made a difference anyway. This figure looks great. Comes with tons of accessories, but Sex.
It comes with a bunch of vasectomies.
A bunch of sex sesame.
Really do much with him.
You know, because I'm not a sadomasochist, I never transform my Apache. So technically, that's not a non. That's a non-transforming Fitcher.
Well, yeah, you know, same thing.
Did you say Fitcher?
I don't know, man. This bottle of wine's getting light.
That wine's got him fucked up.
Yeah. All right. I don't think this is a bad choice, but the people have spoken. So. Fitcher. So worst combiner. Now I think some of these either haven't come out yet or are from 2 years ago, but they're so bad they're still listed. Power of the Primes of Volcanicus, which is the Dinobot combiner, which isn't fully out yet, right?
That's right.
TFC Hades and TFC Poseidon, which is who are those exactly, guys?
Hades is TFC's Lyo Kaiser, and Poseidon is their Seacon set. Which I forget what the combiner
King Poseidon and Piranicon.
There you go. Thanks, Tom. And in all honesty, is Poseidon the only combiner that was released this year?
The last one was this summer, yeah.
And I'm almost certain Poseidon is spelled wrong.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter.
I get what you pay for. All right, drum roll, please. Well, this is the best picture I could find, and it's not even right, but Volcanicus.
Damn, look at those arms.
The legs were
dead. Holy shit.
Damn. It's bad. It's not even bad. This will make the list again next year.
Oh, dude, I love that you picked this picture, because supposedly he has, like, rib fillers, and they're not in here on this one.
He's got like two elbows, like I mean four elbows. He's got two elbows in either arm.
I like the modded slash being the dick.
This is 10 minutes of material right here.
I like how the aerial bots are the legs.
So there you go.
I would not be afraid of this thing if it was coming at me.
I feel sorry.
I'm like, oh, dude, come on. Let's get you a hot meal and a bath.
Can't jump the GoBot line.
Best combiner. This is kind of compelling here. Transformation Havoc, Random Combiner Wars. And the Soul of Chogokin Voltron.
That must have been newer members that just joined, because we had a lot of these types in the fucking group.
That Random Combiner War seems like a Justin, Internet Personality Justin L comment, or Robert D.
Put it to the top. It wasn't worded exactly. I think it was like DIY Combiner Wars limbs or something like that. Drum roll, please.
It's going to be Voltron.
I forgot about that Havoc.
Havoc's the Stunicon one, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Really?
Oh, I got it in route.
What, did Tim K fucking vote for this like 12 times?
No.
Yeah, he launched a bot against it and voted.
A bot.
Dude, you got to admit, that looks pretty dope, right?
Yeah, it looks fucking awesome.
It's probably because not many people have the Voltron.
I will say this is the first time that like I remember being in on it, and then I was out, and then I bought them all in one clip and saved a ton of money by switching to Geico.
That sounds about right.
I'm surprised the Playmate Voltron didn't make it on there either.
Saved a ton of money by switching to gift set.
Yeah, exactly.
Worst third party company.
I love
this. We have Fansoys.
That'd be great for Mercy, right?
Fansoys, X Transbot / KFC is one choice, and then Toy World.
You know what's sad? These are three of my favorite companies.
Drum roll, please. And it's Toy World.
God.
Look at these fine-looking bots.
I will say, though, that RC looks dope compared to that Springer in that fucking cup.
Oh, she looks like a champ.
They should have called that cup Mug.
You know, we talked about this on the show, I think. I didn't even realize this cup had released. No one mentioned it.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't know it was
you can buy it right now on major retailers. And dude, the Springer's been out.
Honestly, I wouldn't know that Springer was out had Robert D. not bought it for Bobby.
Yeah, I got to see it.
Rolling Steel bought it and posted about it. That's how I knew it was out.
That Springer,
Snarlix has.
If that Springer didn't have those fucked up shoulders, it wouldn't be that bad. It's the shoulders that kill it for me.
Dude, the face is horrible on that thing.
Yeah, I guess now that I look at it, it does look kind of real, like a fucking rectangle.
God, this guy, like, I mean, it doesn't look, the cup doesn't look horrible. The colors are just, what is that? It looks not good. It's not finished.
These look like Hasbro figures.
Yeah. Chug.
Mother ugly and your sister ugly. You're just plain
old ugly.
That was perfect.
All right, best third-party company, Iron Factory, Advanced Toys, and MMC. And what I'll say about these three is in their own spaces, they're probably the best at their game without comparing them against other spaces.
I mean, what is MMC doing that's they're better than, I guess, all the IDW stuff?
Well, the Chuck figures, yeah.
Chuck stuff. Advanced Toys is doing, you know,
MP, right, I got you.
MP, and then Iron Factory is, you know, pretty much ruling the roost in the Legends, even with all these, seems like every week there's a new Master Moon or whatever coming out with Mr. Master Moon.
Mr. Moon.
Mr. Moonface. Face of the Moon. Drum roll, please. Fast Toys.
Oh, yeah.
So when you put it in perspective, they released 7 figures this year.
They had a strong year.
7 figures.
Damn, man. Look at that. Those are all the figures that came out this year?
This is all came out this year.
Yeah. And Omega was like 2 figures.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. And did they have did they have any re-releases?
Soar.
Yeah, look at that.
Soar came back out. That's right.
I mean, so you got to count. That's a production run. You know what I mean? So they're technically producing a figure.
So this, I'm just thinking in my head, retail, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, it's like $1,400 worth of bots they released this year.
Spindrift.
Unless you're hip to the game.
And Phoenix.
Yeah, if you're hip to the game. But, you know, if you're going to just buy them on the street.
Yeah, if you're playing that street price, you're new.
I mean, so that's, and I don't know if you noticed, I put them in order of number. Not order of release. So you get 08 Grinder, 10 Phoenix, 16 Sovereign, 18 Apache.
It'd be interesting to know what determines that. Like, I know they have them numbered that way, but why do they come out like all fucking, I guess, what gets pushed ahead? I could see why they'd wait on the Springer. You had 19 of them announced. So they're like, you know what? Hold up. Hold back.
You know, looking at this lineup, it's hands down. It's no wonder that they won. I mean, I could see the Sea Spray is a little questionable for some people, but these all look fantastic.
You know what? Listen, you guys are going to call me crazy. All the figures that have a black background are dope. The ones that have that gray background are questionable. You see that one? That's I'm going to look at that going forward now. If it's got a gray background, it's a questionable figure.
Well, most of these at one point in time, they use this, but I don't know. It's odd because I looked for black, but once I found the roll of these, you know, production photos, I looked for these, and well, they weren't there. So.
Dude, since they got the big boy this year out, maybe next year they could release more figures.
Yeah, and
being a big boys guy.
You know? Well, you think about this: if they get through all of Superion, that's half of the product. That's half of their year right there.
Yeah,
then RC. That's 1, 2, 3. Yeah. What other bot are they going to put out? They have one more to put out.
Still on the books. No.
They've got Six the Shot Blitzwing. In the hopper still.
Yep.
And Trailbreaker.
Blitzwing, Trailbreaker, Breaker all have active pre-orders out.
So you're going to get. So this is what you're getting next. You're going to get all 5 of the aerial bots and RC and then one other random one.
I don't think we're getting all 5 aerial bots next year.
You don't think so?
I don't think we're going to see any aerial bots till the end of the year, August. Last third, fourth quarter, I'd say.
But I think
we've only gotten teasers, right? No pre-orders are up for those, right?
I think we'll probably get
no pre-orders yet. No.
Hey, and I just want to shout out our boy QC33. I hope he's having a fantastic Christmas.
Shout out to Sam's Formers for finding number one. I think that's probably a knockoff, though.
Yeah, I call that photoshopped.
Yeah. All right.
An enigma. He don't exist.
Moving on here. Worst transforming figure as voted on by the Facebook group. Your choices are Hasbro Titans Return Broadside, Bold Forms Dark Emperor as seen falling apart on Figabangin', And Fancy Wiz Coot had seen almost falling apart on Ace on Figure Banging as well.
Also known as Masterpiece Shitpiece.
There you go. Drum roll, please. There you go. Titans Return Broadside. This was a runaway winner in that category. I know nothing about this figure. Yeah, pretty much.
What does that say? Blunderbuss?
That's the name of the headmaster. What I love is this right here. Adult must remove parts from frame.
The Aerobots.
Oh, yeah, it comes with a sprue.
Yeah.
That's probably the best thing about that figure.
Oh, it comes with all like the little aerial bots. That's right. You know, I saw somebody had painted, like custom painted those.
Wackadoo.
So, hey, there it is. I know nothing about it. If it sucks, I'm sorry if you bought it.
And multiple people voted
for this. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, people are just bitching because they didn't get a Salter from Vance Project back in the day. So they wanted a Broadside. And we got this, and they just like,
I gotta pull the band hammer out for people.
Is Assaulter still going for some big money?
Assaulter?
No.
I don't even know her.
Not ever since that came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the floor fucking fell open on those guys. On price wise. Just dropped the prices. Yeah.
All right. So there's a big category. Best transforming figure. Our top three is Unique Toys Peru Kill, Fans Toys Sovereign, and Fans Toys Terminus Giganticus.
Man.
Next year, we got to fucking do our own poll, right? Yeah. We can't trust the group. Can't
trust them. MMC stuff in here.
Nope. So before we reveal the answer, what out of these three, what do you guys think?
Out of these three, I think it's the Omega Supreme.
Well, isn't supposed to be like best transforming figure or like it's best transformer figure, right? It's supposed to be transforming, so you'd have to say Unique Toys Peru Kill, right?
I mean, it's not best transformation, it's best transforming figure.
Yeah.
So best transformer.
Yeah, I think people have been
best transformer.
Yeah.
I think they got it twisted.
I think they've been pretty objective with this choice.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, the literal category.
Let's see what the fans think. Drum roll.
It's gotta be Omega then if it's best transforming. Omega.
Peru Kill is your winner for best transforming figure of the year.
So I guess best transformation then, right? See, maybe that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
Hey Jerus, did you vote in this poll?
No, I'm just trying to make sense of this all. That's all. I'm just trying.
If it's best transformer and they went with Lockdown, a movie toy.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. I'm trying. Right.
What the hell?
Bad hammer cometh, people.
What is really going on in there?
I think what
you
we
can tell that some shit when Jay, who never gets upset, is upset about it.
I think what we have here is a lot of people who never would buy a movie figure were so intrigued by the engineering that they picked it up and really thought it was cool.
Hey, James. Yeah. Hey, James. Did you vote? Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I voted for Omega.
Okay, good.
Are the headlights on his feet? I mean, not the headlight. The rear, the side view mirrors. Is that what's on his feet?
No. Maybe. Oh.
There's no telling. I mean, this thing literally. I don't know if you guys watch any reviews on this, but this thing literally turns inside out.
I actually watched T2RX6's review, but not all of it. If I'm going to be honest, I just didn't.
It looks good, and the transformation's good. But okay, is this the gateway? Are they, everyone who loves this, are they getting into the Masterpiece movie line? Are they buying more movie stuff?
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, James, they bought this, they put it on the shelves. Like, he's so lonely. That's it, he's out of here.
Was the first time we ever got an Omega Masterpiece.
Man. I know.
And it's like, I don't know. It looks good. It's perfect, in my opinion, even if you just want to put it in a chug instead of Masterpiece. But hey, I guess.
I think they thought for transforming figure, like transformation wise and engineering.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They had to have.
Why the hell would Omega and those other two be there?
The group is conflicted.
I guess because those. I mean, literally. I mean, one of them you take apart and put it. You take it out of one pile and put it in another to make it into the the base, and then there's really not that much with Sovereign.
So. Yeah, there's not much of a transformation, and Sovereign is a fucking pain in the ass.
All right, moving on here. Oh, here we go. It's hashtag Aroma Collectors photos of the year as chosen by our very own Jay Ruse and his.
I thought the dog would have been on fire.
I know, dude. I was just saying the same thing. Why is that dog not on fire?
Because this was very fucking time consuming as it was.
Tell me about it.
All right, Jay. I'm gonna flip for you. You get to talk.
Oh wait. So I gotta do this. Wait, I didn't take out the one. Well, I guess.
Dude, I've got them. I'm showing them.
Yeah.
Oh, your song. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to flip through them. All you got to do is talk through it.
All right.
I know that could be hard for you.
So, let me start you out. This is the segment.
Are we doing it that way? Okay. So, guys, this is the segment where we feature pictures from the entire year that we've been featuring pictures. We selected 15 pictures this year. 15, right? Did we go to 14? We went to 14, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, it's 14.
It's 14. So we went to 14 pictures. 14 pictures this year because it was so hard to narrow it down to 10 that we selected 14 of the best pictures of the year that used the hashtag Realm of Collectors. So let's get started. What's this first picture? I mean, that's me, but I look. Oh, look at that first picture. Oh, my God. At @J_Ruse. Put in some work in. You know what? I threw this picture in because I think this is one of my best pictures in my collection. I'm not really featuring it, but I am featuring it because I really fucking enjoy this picture.
I've never even seen this photo.
It's in my Instagram.
Yeah.
But you know,
was there controversy with this photo?
Was there? Oh yeah, there was controversy with this photo on the ACBA page because they said Akuma's head is going the wrong direction, but when in actuality it's not going the wrong direction.
Depends on which way Ryu is spinning.
Is he spinning?
He's spinning counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. Okay, gotcha.
Exactly, and it's multiple kicks, so he's getting hit multiple times. That's why he's. It's right. Anyway, no. There's a.
You stand up for yourself.
Of course,
you defend yourself. Okay.
Are you done talking about yourself?
You did not. This is such a dope pic. The figures look great. The lighting is great. The background looks great. Did the TV trick. Looks good. All right, next. This shot's by @awesomely_nerdy. We selected this picture. I think it was
the anniversary.
Early in the year.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites of the year.
This is an ACBA style pick where he used cutouts of those ninjas and used a Marvel Legends Daredevil to display what the action really what's going on here.
I would have never even realized that those were cutouts.
Yep, those are cutouts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's awesome shot of Daredevil jumping down like off of a roof with a falcon punch down into a bunch of ninjas. It's awesome. Check it out. We're gonna have what are we doing with these pictures? We're gonna
they'll be posted. They'll be posted as usual on Christmas Day. We'll get them posted up.
Okay, on our Roma Collectors page.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Good job @awesomely_nerdy. This one is by @Dr_Decepticon. I picked this picture because first let me describe it. It's a bunch of the Autobot cars in like a rally race. It's Mirage, Trax, Jazz, and Sideswipe. And it looks like they're really racing. Mirage is doing like a half jump up a little hill. Sideswipe is doing a little wheelie action on the side. It looks really fucking good.
So you know, I will say we don't get a lot of alt mode images. And just in general, you don't see nearly as many. And this is nice. I like this.
Yeah. Who is this again?
Dr_Decepticon.
Awesome.
Is that the Toy World Jazz?
Dude, that Toy World Jazz rocks,
man. Yeah, I like that alt mode a lot, actually. Yeah.
It's a really good alt mode.
That shit's dope.
Except for all the fake writing.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me, though.
Mortini.
Yeah.
Wasn't she in isn't she part of the Addams Family?
Martini.
Or is that what but Toad says in Mario?
Ryan, I'll crack open another bottle, man.
Yeah.
Giggling and everything, man. It's awesome.
This shot is by Jisk's boy at Donovan's Art.
Yeah.
Really dope shot of Spider-Man coming down. I can't even describe it. He's jumping through the sky. Moonlit behind him, shooting some webbing at a beetle. Really awesome shot. It's a great diorama, some great lighting.
Water tower on the left.
The water tower on the left. It looks really dope. This is a great shot at Donovan's Art.
Yeah, came out really nice.
Yeah, dude.
This one is by Figure Photography Crate. It's your boy, right? Ratchet repairing Ironhide while in the middle of battle. This shot I chose because of the scene. It looks really dope the way he did it. Mm-hmm. You see some stuff going on in the background while Ironhide is shooting into the background while Ratchet is repairing him. This is a really great shot. Good job at Figure Photography Crate.
Yep,
it's Wheeljack in the background, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's Wheeljack in the background, right?
Yeah, it looks like Wheeljack in the background. And then he has some kind of like...
It looks like one of the Toy Hacks backgrounds or a computer screen.
Yeah, yeah. Looks good. The cool color, the way the color came out was really good. This one was one of my very favorites all year round by @iconic_toys. With the, I guess that's the Reveltech Spider-Man punching the Reveltech Venom in the face, but the Venom is like in the foreground, and his teeth are getting smashed open. It looks so fucking dope.
Would you say he's KOing the KO?
Probably.
Dude, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like a toy, like toys. I
can't believe this. Yeah.
Is that you talking or the booze talking?
It might be. I don't know.
Is that the Pinot talking?
He does a great job with the kinetic effects. Yeah, showcasing it with the lines and all that, which is cool.
He's got like the spittles of drool between the teeth of Venom. Oh, it's just this wild shit. Good job. Man.
Spent some time on that.
Fucking great shot at @iconic_toys.
Yeah, dude, look at this one.
I remember this one.
Yeah, this one by @intergalactic_raptor_pants. really long. Intergalactic Raptor Pants. This is a really long name. Of a scout biker doing like a little 90-degree turn over some water, and the water's like splashing out from underneath him. It looks so dope. And it's the background is like real mossy rocks, and there's a waterfall. It looks really fucking awesome. So check this one out too by Intergalactic Raptor Pants.
Is this 3¾? I mean, this looks like the speeder I had as a kid.
It's the power of the force.
Is it? Wow. Yeah.
So good job. So
this had that push button action and it exploded.
Yeah, I had about 9 in stock before I got over.
Yeah. It did like a little hop, right?
I do have the 12-inch one still, if anybody wants that bad boy. It's a beautiful piece. It's a beaut, Clark.
It's a real beaut,
Clark. Real beaut.
This next shot is by @lights_camera_tentacles with the Marvel Legends Wolverine snicking alien right through the skull face-to-face. Really fucking awesome shot. He's got, you know, he's got the little vape going on where it covers the shot in smoke. He's got a custom head for Wolverine that looks really fucking gritty. It's a fucking great shot. So, go ahead.
I haven't read any of this series, but I'm assuming the alien blood doesn't melt adamantium.
Adamantium's indestructible, man.
Yeah, adamantium's indestructible. Probably melted his hand. His hand probably grew back. At some point in his story, he gets incubated by an alien facehugger. It rips out of him, and he heals.
Well, that's actually dope as shit. I want to see the fucking xenomorph that comes out of that, though.
I can't wait for the flip book.
Oh, he does have a custom xenomorph.
Oh, with claws?
Yep, with claws.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he posted in the group that he's 200 chapters of this story he's got. And I asked him if he was going to do something like that, and he said he had thought about it. So.
Oh, he should. Listen, I don't know if he listens to the show, but it's a waste if you don't.
I think he did. I think he just recently posted that.
That he's putting a book out?
Oh, no, not the book. But no, he should definitely do that.
No, he needs to have a complete book.
Yeah.
But also in this shot, you know, he customized some alien acid blood coming out of the top of the head, as well as coming out of the bottom of the jaw where Wolverine sliced him up. It's really fucking
dope. Are those light holes? Is that, like, look at the holes coming through. Are those bullet holes? Like, see, it looks like light's coming through holes in his chest, in the alien chest.
Oh, no, that's his other claw. Those are his other
claws. Oh, it is the other claw on the other side. Okay, I see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's next? Next shot is by @Merc. Oh, I spelled his name wrong on the thing. @Merc with a mouth _07 of some more xenomorphs crawling through some kind of ship background that might be a dial, which looks fucking great. And there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 aliens just running and jumping over crates. Awesome shot.
They're posed fucking incredible.
And they look wet. Like, that's the thing about whenever I watch the aliens, they always look wet, you know? Like, these animals. Look like
they're coming right at you.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked this shot. The posing, the jumping over the crates, the dark with the little bit of light mixed in. Awesome shot. Merc with a mouth. Hmm. Next. Do I need to hit that button?
No, I got it. Sorry.
This is another one of my favorite shots of the year by @plastic_snaps of that Reveltech Nickelodeon Ninja Turtle. This is with Leo standing on a rooftop, on a Asian-styled rooftop with the little Asian-styled hat. What did we call this hat the last time? Is there a name for it? Am I still here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That little one that looks like a little bit of...
Looks like a lamp. It's like a lampshade.
Or umbrella. Yeah. No? Anyway, the fucking lighting is great in this shot. He's got a little mix of bluish-purple light coming in one direction, the white light coming from another direction, but it's still causing some nice shadow over top over in his front area. Fucking great shot with an awesome diorama. Great shot. @plastic_snaps, and I think I did a second one.
Oh.
I did another shot from him using some more lighting tricks. Is this Luigi's Mansion picture? We using.
I love this picture.
It's a figure arts, right? Figure arts Luigi.
Yeah.
I think this may actually be the World of Nintendo Luigi.
No, look at the hand. The hand that's the figure arts hand, because you plug it in, you can hold the mushroom.
I don't know. Maybe. I've got both of them. I can verify that later. We really want to know.
I'm literally looking at the Mario hand right now.
I will say that doorknob's on backwards, though. Just saying.
Oh, man.
Ruined it, dude. Get this picture out of here now. You fucking ruined it.
Done.
Solution gone.
I love this picture, though.
It's an awesome shot. It's Luigi in a mansion. Creeping.
His haunted mansion?
It's a haunted mansion, yeah. Sneaking a peek in one of the dark rooms through the door with the light peek seeping in from the hallway. Looks so good.
Was that game not received well? Like, I liked it. I wish they would do like a more of them.
With the Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah.
Man, it came out on GameCube. I mean, that was...
I liked the game, though. I thought it was
so long ago.
It's probably because it was Luigi. If it was Mario... Probably would have had more sequels.
I don't know. I like that it was
the Mario time.
Ghosts.
But they really don't sequelize a lot of the Mario games, right?
They don't what?
They don't sequelize. You know what I mean? They don't make sequels to the games. They just make all new Mario games.
I thought he said peopleize.
They did in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, and when we were kids, but in ever since like GameCube, I don't think.
Well, I mean, they did Mario Galaxy 2 for the Wii. They did New Super Mario Bros. 1 and 2 for the Wii and the Wii U.
And look at Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's on 8.
Bros before Hose, number 7.
Right. And they don't have to do a sequel. That I would just like. Nine. I would like another Luigi busting some ghosts game.
Okay. Who you gonna call Luigi?
It's a me, not Mario.
This next shot, awesome shot by @Rezazen of Venom, Symbiote Spider-Man on a rooftop, raging in the rain. It's an awesome shot. I love the angle in this shot. You know, he's on a rooftop, on the corner of a rooftop, kind of like a Batman style corner, and you're looking up at him, and he's just. Looks like he's raging, looking down. It's an awesome shot. Raging. So you guys got dirty minds.
Damn you. Full rager. Yeah, you see him. He's mostly raging right here.
Right in that one.
It is a thrusting position.
Have you noticed that every superhero, every male superhero man, just has a huge dick? Is that just me? Am I the only one that noticed that?
Hero? I don't know, those stormtroopers we saw in the last ETR show out.
Oh, that's true. That's right. I forgot about that.
Had some shit going on.
They got a big old dick.
Some big ass balls.
This shot by @StarWarsAholic is Mr. Jango Fett flying through the air over an explosion. Lots of dirty smoke. Looks, and it's like an antique styled filter over it. It looks really fucking good.
This shit belongs in a magazine somewhere. Belongs in a museum.
And this is a Black Series too, man. That's a good figure.
Yeah, this is a Black Series. You can tell by the elbow joints. Yeah,
it looks like he's wearing some Nikes.
It kind of does. Kind of does.
Nah, this is a really good shot. It really blends in with the background. This guy did some work on this shot. Good job at Star Wars Aholic.
Yeah, that shit's dope.
Man, this is our last one right here.
This one's for Dust.
Yes. Beautiful pick.
This one brings all the feels. It's a little diorama in the background of like a little alleyway with a dumpster, and
that's a crash box dumpster, by the way.
It's a crash box dumpster, by the way. And the X-Men just standing there, mourning the loss of Jean Grey.
Wow. Looks like Cyclops is mounting her and Wolverine's and he didn't get to her.
So you guys got y'all turn upset about them damn pictures of RC.
I'm gonna tell you this. The thing now that throws me off in this photo is that the diorama, and this is total nitpicking, and I don't know why I'm doing it, but the diorama needs to be weathered. Like everything's too new in that alleyway where she's dying.
It's clean.
It's a brand new alley.
There too.
But I mean, looks look cool. At even the crate's brand new.
The dumpster's brand new.
Yeah. Pussycat.
I made that palette too.
Yeah, look at the cat. I didn't even notice the cat there now.
Should have weathered it, Chris.
And the barrels.
You should have weathered
it. The barrels are get a pass because you can't see them.
You ruined.
Yeah, I ruined the picture. Sorry.
Lousy you weather. Ruined Chris.
Listen, you were a rookie great. Back then. You know.
This was a while. This is my first run of stuff.
So. Would you say this pick was uncanny?
Yeah. I'd say it's amazing what kind of emotions you can get out of Marvel Legends figures if people ever doubted it.
Oh, the fucking Wolverine's bicep and tricep combo just throws me off.
That like is a bit much.
What about the go?
Colossus what about, looks like he's going after the hiney.
What yeah, about no, these two bulges that, here?
That's all right.
That's a nice hiney.
You know what it is? It's the disproportion of his shoulder to his bicep.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like honestly, they should have sculpted it without it. If they just took those two lumps out on either side, it still would have looked shredded.
Yeah.
So Wolverine need a belt to keep his briefs up? Like, what's the deal?
It's a fashionable. It's a fashion.
He keeps his cigars in there.
Behind it. So Jay, thanks for picking these. Tell everybody what they can do to get on the show every week.
So If you want to be featured on the show every week, Monday night, 8 p.m., use the hashtag Realm of Collectors. And I will select 5 pictures each week and feature them live on the show. And when I feature them live on the show, they'll be on our website, www.realmofcollectors.com, on our Facebook page, Realm of Collectors, and our IG page, at Realm of Collectors. And then during the mid-year, we'll feature a bunch of the pictures that were featured again. And then end of year, we will feature the top 10 pictures all year, or 14, whichever one works. But again, use that hashtag Realm of Collectors for a chance to be featured.
All right. So let's go to our last category, Figure of the Year. If you remember what the category this is,
the same figures.
It's the same figures that were for the Transforming Figure of the Year.
Wow, so it's only Transformers that are Figure of the Year, huh? They didn't get anything else in here.
They didn't pick anything else.
Wow.
Cool story, bro.
Sorry, I saw the pause and then throw it in there.
It's the same E3 as the other one. Oh,
so let's get a drum roll, please, on this last category. Fucking
group, man, I got to get in there with the hammer.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
A big boy.
Yeah, finally. So
Fans Toys 20 Terminus Giganticus is your Realm of Collectors Figure of the Year.
Yes. So there's hope.
He's not the Transforming Figure of the Year, but he is the Figure of the Year.
Dude, it is. Man, I think it's fucking beautiful, dude.
He is beautiful.
And it's something we never thought we'd get. Or we hoped that we would get, you know, he looks so fucking good on the show.
I need to see a cell shaded version of this figure, dude. Shit. I need to see a cell shaded version of this. Pronto. Remember how that used to be a thing? I feel like whoever was in the cell shading game just kind of fell off.
Well, they're KO-ing cell-shaded now. They're doing an MPP-10 size cell-shaded or the MP10, and they're cell-shading Starscream.
They're printing them like that?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's a knockoff. So Xavier Cow Customs has a custom-painted, like a weathered version of this up on eBay right now.
Oh, that's cool, too.
That is pretty amazing looking.
That's cool.
So, oh man, yeah, this figure deserves it. I mean, there are people in the community that are trying to make it look worse than it is, but it's not bad at all. It's fantastic.
Here come the wackadoos all over the fucking place that don't want to spend the extra $100 saying that Gabriel is better.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Robots in his head.
I'm gonna tell you. When you stand the figure with its legs, his feet pointed straight, and his ratchets back one, of course he's going to lean back. He's a good, heavy, hefty figure. But if you tilt the toes out a little bit, just like it is in this picture, and you put the ratchets in the right place, solid as a fucking rock. So fuck you guys for fucking trying to make this figure look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with mine standing.
And for those of you who don't have him yet or don't even have a figure this big yet, I mean, I'm just starting to put up shelves now, and this thing is taking up the real estate that I could put like 8 figures in. I mean, it's so imposing. It's incredible. It's such a presence.
I mean, look at my display back there. He looks so fucking good with the 3 big bots together. It just looks so fucking fuck you guys. Not you guys, but those assholes.
Yeah. Fuck 'em.
He's a good figure, and he's not that expensive. Put it in relative terms of what you collect. I mean,
cheaper
than the Planet X Genesis that came out, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah, that one over there, that's half the size. Yeah. And
isn't he cheaper than like the Make Toys Utopia and stuff like that too?
He's about the same price.
Yeah.
And he's taller too. It's definitely good. Like, I guess, you know, I've seen a lot of buzz about, I guess, the DX9 review came out. Somebody had it and people are saying, like, it's making me rethink a lot of shit. So it's supposedly that was pretty good.
Yeah, because Ben is fucking, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to point. He is making him look bad. That's why.
He's making the fans' toys look bad?
Yeah, intentionally.
So it's pretty rare for me to say this, but I guess everyone on the panel has this, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Do any of you have any plans to get DX9 Gabriel?
Nope.
Not even if it gets marked down super cheap?
No.
Sure.
You're not doubling it?
No. I'll never have a fucking spot to put.
He'll need a 40K table to display.
And it won't look right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was in the Legends game, I would double this and keep it in the alt mode with a bunch of Legends figures.
Yep.
But I'm not going that route.
That'd be my only reason to get that one. Gabriel is for the chug.
So what if, obviously this is getting repainted and is a limited run, I believe, of 500 pieces.
To the blue one, the Century or whatever?
Is anybody in on that?
Nope.
No. Unnecessary.
You can't have one. You have to have more than one.
You'd have to have like three, at least two, right? To guard your
bookshelf. You're not in it? You're not going for three?
No.
What if they mark it down? What at what price would you be in on those, James?
If they marked them down to like, we're talking this one right here, 150.
Yeah, for the repainted one, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I would do it.
That's half almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's half of what it is.
Who knows, man? You know, we all probably scoffed a little bit at some of those crazy colored Dinobots, but some of those recolors of those Dinobots they did are going for a fortune now because they did the limited run.
Very limited run, yeah.
Yeah, but who's buying them? Somebody's selling them for that much, but who's collecting those?
There was somebody that's collecting the X versions, which is like the kind of more one color metallic versions of the Dinobots.
Yeah. But that I could see that. I could see that. Oh, sorry.
Alex was doing it too.
I could see that, but like the blue or green, like there isn't there a fucking slag that's like all green or something like that?
Yeah, like G2 stuff.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. I take it back.
Take it back. Do do do.
Is that it? Are we done?
Take it back. That's it, guys.
Sweet.
Wow. That's the end of the show.
I got a question. Since we're talking about Omega, how did you guys put that Autobot plate on? You just like stick it on.
Just wedge it in there
with glue. No, mine's loose. It doesn't like stay in.
I'll get you some blue tack. Just put a little blue tack behind it.
Okay. Yeah, I have blue tack. I just was wondering if there was another.
Is that guy still selling those?
Yeah, I need one myself. Yeah, someone hit me up with a link. I want to get that. I want to get the Phoenix.
And... But do I get that, or do I just wait for the fucking Repro label set to come out?
Yeah.
No. The auto here. I don't know. If you
can tell. No, I know what it looks like. But the Repro label will make a sticker that fits that perfectly. Like, I don't need.
No. Here, I'm going to show you real quick.
Disc, are you talking about Giganticus? Or are you talking about Phoenix for the Repro?
Giganticus. I'd like to get the Repro labels for Phoenix too.
Yeah, I saw.
I like the little fucking.
At Bobby's, he had a few of them applied from the set, and it really looked nice.
But yeah, there's like just a few of those fucking caution symbols and stuff like that. To me, look cool.
All right, Jess. So that's an Autobot logo that almost fits the.
Right, that's the same cutout. That's the same one I have on it right now.
This.
Oh yeah, look at that shit.
Yeah, you got to go that way.
The logo.
Yeah, that's money right there. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Yo, shoot me that information.
Yeah, me too. I want to buy it. He also does one for Phoenix, and he also does one for Constructor.
Oh yeah, really?
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
No, I've got him on. I've got him on my. I've got the Phoenix one. He does an Autobot and Decepticon. I've got the Autobot one. It's the same guy that did the fillers, the leg fillers for
No, the Invisible, the arm fillers for Invisible and Bumblebee, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I got those Bumblebee ones.
How does that one for Constructor show up through that purple? Because isn't it underneath the shield in the chest?
Or does it replace the transparent piece, you think?
Dude, it'd be cool if that was
the probably case. Replaces it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. That's my only problem with that is I like the purple, but you can't fucking see through it. It's a waste of a logo.
All right.
Does he make one for Combiner Wars Devastator?
Dude, when are you going to get the fucking... I guess you'll never get the Toy World.
Who are you talking to? J-Ruz?
J-Ruz.
Maybe.
You won't get it now unless you buy it secondhand.
It's pre-ordered on TF Source.
Yeah, I can still get the full set guy. Yeah.
Coming out in March or February or something.
You should have bought Jose's, man. It was a killer deal.
I thought they canceled it. I thought they said they weren't making them anymore.
Who knows?
Or you can get the yellow version. I'm still
I saw it on a certain team's page.
Which I'm not going to lie, I like that yellow version.
Yellow.
I just think the yellow version of Devastator is cool.
You know, I'm upset we never got an orange version. Like, wasn't there like some kind of weird G2 orange one?
Yep, it was the yellow or orange.
Who did that? Was it? Who made an orange version of their Devi?
It was Hasbro back in the day.
No, but didn't one of the third party companies like early on, yeah, like it wasn't Hercules or?
Nope, never did.
Oh. Wasn't there a KO that was all multicolored, purples and greens and
it's like Skittles packet?
Yes, it was like Skittles.
That was on Sir Toys.
Well, guys, happy fucking holidays! Merry Christmas,
yeah, Merry Christmas, guys.
You know, I hope you had a great Christmas Eve last night.
It's fantastic.
And I hope you're having a great Christmas day today.
Yeah, I hope you had some goodies under the tree.
I've eaten so much.
Yeah, that
I know Christmas that is pretty sad is that it's the Christmas episode and nobody got shit.
So now when we do the show the day after New Year's, we're going to have all Christmas hauls.
There you go. Play the game that way.
Hey, all right. Can I just pop in here real quick and do a little announcement here? I'm having a little get together at the house January 13th, the weekend of the 13th. Right now, there's a couple people coming, but the door's open to everybody that's local, anybody that wants to trek this way. My house is open to you all. I have spots for maybe 6 people to crash here. But bring your air mattresses, your own pillows, your blankets, and towels because I'm not a hotel. There is a local hotel. It's not the best, but it's a good place to rest your head. Get at me. We're thinking Saturday night, but if anybody wants to come up Friday earlier just to kick it a little bit before we have the hangout and chill out, that's fine with me.
How's the dumpster at the Home Depot? Is it pretty nice?
Yeah, it's nice. I got plenty of dumpsters around here, man.
Yeah, dude.
So
yeah, I just dropped the link for those logos in our the chat where we put the link for the show.
Oh. So I put an event page up in the group, so anybody that's interested, please just hit me up, let me know, or respond there.
Or just show up.
Yeah, or just pop in. We're shooting for the 13th. There's going to be some food. There's going to be some goodies. Just BYOB.
What if that guy that helps you move shows up?
Dude, that would be great.
Yeah, hashtag no filth.
A fan of the show now, and he's like, oh, cool. I'm going to show up.
So all you local people better be here. You're not far away.
There you go.
We don't need a convention to hang out.
So real quick, Tuesday nights are going to be changing a little bit around here. We're do some changes on our Tuesday night programming. All I can say is on January the 2nd, is it the 2nd?
Yeah.
It is.
Make sure that you're watching the show live and you're in the chat. Holy.
Are we? Can we say there's changes to the cool table too? Come January 2nd?
You just said it, so.
Oh, all right.
There's going to be some changes to the cool table first of the year.
Too. Yep.
We'll leave that where it is, so. Let's run down the line real quick. Brian, you want to give us a rundown of the action in the chat tonight?
Dude. Oh, you know, speaking yellow, of which.
Yellow and tail?
Why don't you all just smack that like button while you're here watching?
Mentals.
Superpowers activated.
Why no Brian in the house? Why no
Brian? Not too much action in the chat. It was a shame. But we did have Bill M. in there, Homer S. Mark H. popped in.
Oh, nice. And,
yeah.
Where the fuck are you seeing these?
Dude, Shia L. Shia L. was in the chat. He was tearing
it up right now.
He's been hitting the vino, man. He's vino.
He's reading the fucking wine bottle label.
He's in fucking dust mites mode right now.
We had Harrison F. in there. He's a crotchety old bastard. I don't know what's going on in there.
Care Bear showed up.
Yeah. No, right, shout out to everyone in the chat. That's good stuff.
Nice. J. Ruse, show up early next time.
Why? Did I miss something?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you missed a lot. Dude, all right, so
nap time.
Let's run down the line here, and everybody can tell the good people out there where you're at. Brian.
Oh, you can find me happily sledding down a hill, hopefully on some wonderful white Christmas that happened for me or for you or whatever. That would be fantastic. Do you guys miss sledding? I miss sledding. Sledding was a good time.
Nope. I can't say that.
Last time I sled was down the fucking back fucking steps of my old place. My fucking ankle was around my fucking head.
No Unless more sledding is code talk for sniffing coke, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that'll be it.
It's skiing.
Save that for the new
skiing.
Year.
That's right. That is skiing.
You know what? Skiing is when you do a little toot here and there. Sledding is when you really get into it.
Just dig your face and drag your face across the table.
Both nostrils fucking facing a mound of shit.
So, Brian, where is it they can locate you again? We never got that.
On the floor, passed out in a few minutes.
It's Brian Brink in the Facebook groups, of course, and at Brinkalizer on Instagram. And again, Merry Christmas to all. Hope you all had a great day.
Jay Ruse.
At Jay Ruse on Instagram and Kadaver_11 on the PS4 network.
Jisk.
Dude, I don't think I've ever been sledding. Like, I was really thinking if I've ever been sledding. I don't think I've ever been sledding ever.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
been skiing.
I've skied.
Skiing was, first of all, I'm brown, right? So we were there for 6 hours and I never left the bunny slope, the training slope.
You just stayed on the.
I can't figure out how to turn. You know how when you're skiing, you're supposed to, you know, your instinct is to turn into the turn. You're supposed to turn the other way. I still don't get it. I don't understand.
Stupid, sexy Flanders.
Stupid, sexy Flanders.
All right, Jisk, where are you?
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your sled.
No, you're fine. That's good. Jay Butron on The Good Book. That's really the only place I'm active now, kind of.
Hey, I tagged your Instagram profile.
Oh, I saw that. I liked it.
Oh, damn. Dust Griswold.
Dustmite's Facebook group. Eddie Dustmite's Facebook group. I fucking sound like Brian. Dustmite's on Instagram. I'm drinking seltzer over here, man. Dustmite's on Instagram. Eddie Dustmite's in the groups. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. And thank you all. That's all I got.
Jane. Jane Claus.
You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Victory Saber 77, and I have gone sledding, so it's quite fun.
The way or the other way?
The other way, but if you really want a thrill, you get a snowmobile, and then you get a tow line hooked to an inner tube, and you go running through the hills on that son of a bitch.
You got to do it on an inner tube or some sort of inflatable.
I thought you were going to say you have a snowblower drag your face across the table, or like a, what'd you say, a snowmobile? You hook that to you, and there you go. Drag your face across the table.
So what you do is you get a garbage can lid and some Pam. From what I've
back in the college days, we used to use the cafeteria trays to go down the hill.
Yeah,
on our ass.
You can find me at Pinkerton on Instagram. It's PKR10. Christopher Adam Pinkerton on The Good Book, because that's what my mama named me, in Crashbox Customs on all your social media. And I have been sledding many, many times. The times that we could in Alabama, I broke several sleds, actually.
It sounds like it hurts so much.
So, I just imagine you sledding on like a dirt road on a bunch of rocks.
A dirt road.
Like, that's Alabama sledding.
There's like three flakes on the ground.
I almost got my face ripped off by barbed wire when I was sledding.
Oh, jeez, damn.
I laid down and the barbed wire went. So.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's it for us tonight. We're going to go do Christmas stuff with our families, you know, because it's Christmas.
Don't forget, we'll be back next Monday.
We'll be live next Monday.
New Year's Day, we are here next Monday.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll be here on Christmas, New Year's Day.
Shout out to Ham Leftovers. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Ham.
Ham baby. Yeah.
Hey, you could have been anywhere in the world on Christmas, but you were here with us. And we appreciate that. Thanks, everybody.
Peace. Something awkward.